FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in. Police are currently in Ntuzuma, north of Durban, where the bodies of three men have been discovered. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says all the victims have been shot.
When police arrived at the scene on Ibu Road at H section, three bodies of men in their late 20s were found with multiple gunshot wounds on the pavement, not very far from a tavern. Details are still sketchy, and as such, police are still working hard to establish how the incident could have happened.
It comes a day after five people were killed outside a school in Inanda. 12 suspects have been arrested in that case and will appear in court on Monday. To the north coast of KZN, two people are currently recovering in hospital after a tanker and car collided on the N2 between Salt Rock and Shaka's Head. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says it's understood that the tanker, which was carrying chemicals, lost control and collided with the vehicle in the early hours of this morning.
The collision left both drivers entrapped within their vehicles and in a critical condition. While under the care of IPSS Medical Advanced Life Support, the patients were extricated by the KDM Fire Department and were transported to nearby facilities for further care.
Now, authorities are continuing to urge motorists to stay away from that area as the northbound carriageway is completely closed. Cindy Msimang is the spokesperson for the Road Traffic Inspectorate.
I'd just like to advise the road users to completely avoid that route because it is causing so much chaos in that vicinity. The tanker had some chemicals in it, so they're going to decant. Currently, they are decanting that chemical. And then after that, there's going to be a recovery. So we are assuming that it might take plus minus 4 hours.
And the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education wants the number of science, technology, engineering and maths graduates in the country to go up. Speaking in Parliament this week, Committee Chairperson Tebogo Letsi says South African universities are simply not producing enough STEM graduates. Letsi says many high school pupils struggle to achieve 60% in maths and science, leading to them failing their studies in university.
You must find ways on how we can assist each other to help these students who are doing this STEM subject. Maybe also engage with the TVET colleges and universities that train our teachers to find suitable solutions.
And abroad, impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has arrived at court to attend a hearing that will decide whether to extend his detention as investigators probe his failed martial law bid. Yoon, who has claimed his arrest is illegal, threw the nation into chaos in December when he attempted to suspend civilian rule, citing the need to deal with threats from anti-state elements. Your top story this hour. Police are currently in Ntuzuma, north of Durban, where the bodies of three men have been found. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.